Hello everyone and welcome back to another Tanisha.com podcast. Today is going to be the last post for this year. It's been a very big year. If you read my last post, then you know exactly how big numerically. But this will be the last sort of personal catch-up that I do. So, if you've been keeping up, you know that I write minor little life updates every now and again. So the last one that I published was basically just about spending spring in lockdown, but that was sort of 2 months ago. Since then, we've been sort of allowed outside, you know, we've been allowed to hug our friends and such. But I'm recording this on the 1st of December, meaning it is the first day of summer and the last month of the roller coaster of a year that is 2021. So this catch up will be just a little look back at the year that was and thoughts about the year coming. To sort of get into it, I started this year with so much optimism, but like almost begrudgingly optimistic. Like, I think just because 2020 was such an unprecedented year with all the pandemic and stuff, and I'd gone off to do my first year of uni and it hadn't gone how I planned, I think 2021 for me was supposed to have been a redemption sort of a year. I was gonna go and do everything that I didn't get to do last year, and I did, but it didn't go exactly to plan. Obviously, I love making playlists and Pinterest boards and lists of things that I want to achieve in a year at the beginning of the new year, or I suppose the end of the previous year. So if you look in the post that I'm talking about, I've attached the Pinterest board for 2021 that I originally made and the playlist that I originally made. The playlist is very upbeat. The playlist was so energetic and I think that still holds up, to be honest. The Pinterest board is really interesting in the fact that there's basically three major elements to it. So it's a bunch of, I suppose, like inspirational quotes, but they're all like green in color. There's a lot of green in there, green clothing, green graphics. There's a lot of little like line work tattoos and conch piercings. And in terms of like those things as goal setting, I've well and truly achieved a lot of green coming into my life. And like, it's not often that I start the year with sort of the color of the year and then end it with the same one. So that's really interesting. The tattoo I did actually get in January, I think. It's just a little ampersand, like the end symbol. It's on my wrist. It took literally 30 seconds. I did get charged $100 for it. Which is just the minimum I think you're allowed to charge for a tattoo. The guy was so judgy about it. He was like, oh, you want this tiny tattoo? It's been in my Pinterest board since I was like 14. So it was kind of a whimsical decision in the fact that I sort of just went, what if I get a tattoo? And then I went and did it. But also it was pretty planned in the fact that like I knew what I wanted. That's pretty typical, honestly, for me, for most things in terms of like, I'll do things on a whim, but like my end goals are almost always consistent. Anywho. My last post summarized a lot of achievements in terms of uni and also just content creation, uni blog stuff, all of that. So I'm not going to rehash that in this post, but if you want to check that out, it's on the blog. I've reflected a lot on my personal journey throughout the year through the topics that I've chosen to write about. I might not always speak from first-hand experience, but I wouldn't be writing about a particular topic if it didn't matter to me. So it's interesting sort of recording and having written this post because I feel like everything I'm saying is something that I've already said before. And a lot of it actually won't be stuff that I've said consciously. It's just been so ingrained into the things that I've concerned myself with for this year. So for me, it feels like I've said it a million times. If you're listening to it, it's probably not the case. I've written quite a bit about ADHD and neurodivergency and mental health in general for the last sort of year or so. And that's honestly because it has been something that's been at the forefront of my mind for sort of the last year or so. Like, personally, I've had to look into a lot of it just to find ways for myself to cope. But I've loved sort of gathering information and sort of passing it on to anybody else. There's also such like a sense of community that you get from talking to other people who have, you know, experienced certain things that you might think you've only experienced. But yeah, I've written a lot also this year about the importance of spending time by yourself. And I feel like anybody in my life is probably sick of hearing me talk about it. But I think whether you're an introvert or an extrovert or whatever, time by yourself is so important in terms of like a baseline, sort of. Like, it's the foundations of anything else. So if you're not going to be happy by yourself, you're not going to be content by yourself, you can't be reaching out and sort of relying on other things to bring you that contentment. I mean, I suppose you can, but it's like, it's unsustainable. And especially in years like this where we get put in lockdown, it's just, it's not going to work for you. I think personally, I'm someone who is very attached to my comfort, but also I need to be experiencing new things every so often just to sort of have that sense of like peace and like happiness and kind of achievement in a way, which is interesting. So I kind of spend a lot of my spare time this year just sort of going on little adventures around wherever I was. Living really close to nature means that there's a lot of walking tracks or just random little pockets of nature and environments that I can sort of seek out whenever I like. I suppose not whenever I like. I do have to work and like do uni stuff and whatever, but my point is like it's an accessible scenario for me to just go off and get lost, but like not lost, because you're not lost if you don't have anywhere to be. The most valuable element of it is sort of the practice kind of teaches you to trust your instincts and go and just to think, no, like for some reason I'm gonna go this way because I think there's something interesting to look at. I think that's what it is for me. Lockdown definitely put the brakes on that sort of thing, but also sort of helped it along. Like, I was sort of forced to go on little adventures by myself because that was the only legal way that I could leave the house for a lot of people and not just me. But lockdown definitely reinforced how honoring like my own space and my own time, my own decisions and impulses and etc. is honestly the best and most healthy thing that you can do for yourself. Like, your body is going to tell you what you need, and your subconscious really does pick up on so much that you're just not aware of. So trusting your gut is going to be correct more times than not, and the more that you do it, the more accurate it'll be. But yeah, I think a lot of people sort of realized throughout lockdown how many things we take for granted, how many opportunities, even like the smallest thing, going out with your friends, or I suppose being able to sit in public. You know, we've been out for a few weeks now. I suppose it's been like a month. Yeah. Now that we've been out a bit more, it's become quite unlikely for me that I'm going to say no to an experience, with the exception of like shifts at work. I figure if I say yes to something and it's a great time, awesome. How good? If I say yes to something and it's a bad time, that's not amazing, but also you're always going to learn something, and then it's pretty rare that something shitty happens that you can't make a fun story out of. In terms of this year, I think I'm talking about it in a really positive way, but there were definitely points where it was not the most positive feeling in the world to be living through 2021. I do think I did have a really positive year. Now though, like, hindsight is, you know, rose-coloured, but I had quite a traumatic car accident, as I'm sure you're aware of if you've spoken to me for even 30 seconds this year, because I bring it up way too much, but it really was such a pinnacle life experience for me. I think not even necessarily the accident itself, more just what it sort of landmarked. And I think for me, I had been dealing with a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety that I just didn't sort of realize wasn't normal. And then to have that event that sort of just pushed me over the edge and made it so that my anxiety felt genuinely debilitating sort of forced me to get it together. And I've talked about this so much, so I'm really not going to go over it. But, you know, there was that. And then there was the whole lockdown situation, which honestly for me was really good time spent. Like, there were definitely points where I was like, oh, this sucks ass, but for the majority of the time I was like really making the most of having time alone. If there's a lesson that I'm taking out of 2021, it's that the mindset is absolutely everything. And that sounds so toxic positivity 2015 Instagram quote, but I mean it in a different way than I would have said it in 2015. I mean it like genuinely. But prioritizing yourself and your mental health and your physical health and your happiness is something that really does take the weight off anything that does go wrong, because, you know, the world can be going to shit around you, but if you're good, it's just going to shit around you. It's not happening to you. Don't apologize for putting yourself first, especially if you're in a position to be doing so. It is your life. You should be living it for yourself. So I guess unless you have kids or someone else who you are for some reason solely responsible for, you can just do what you want to do. And I think a lot of people are really attached to the structures that other people have put up for them, and you don't have to be. There are always going to be these challenging moments in life, but there's always something to gain out of it. Like, there's always a silver lining, and it might take a while to figure it out. You are your own sort of doomsday bunker. You have to stock up on the cans of like self-compassion and tomato juice. And when the shitstorm comes, you've got to make sure that you're comfortable and you're prepared. But yeah. So I guess since my last update, now that we're getting off that rant, I've gotten my second vaccination. I've sadly witnessed the death of my lavender plant, which I think I overwatered. My ivy plant that I mentioned in my last post is also going through it, but I think she'll make it through. It's pretty hard to kill ivy. I did finish the semester for this year, which is something I'm really glad about, because it was not fun. I didn't like my subjects too much. I enjoyed making some video content, but that's about it. Like, not a big fan. So I'm glad that's over. I got a new Pixel 6. I am currently recording a video of me recording this podcast on my new Pixel 6. It is yellow. I spent too many hours on the phone to Telstra in order to get it. I then passed it off to my dad because I can't concentrate for long enough to be on the phone to Telstra. But he sorted it all out, and now I have the last one. It's not the only one, definitely, but it is the last one because we called everywhere trying to get one. I did have to do that because my back camera on my Pixel 4 broke. It just decided to stop working one day. Which, you know, wouldn't have been the end of the world, except I do take a lot of photos and check-ins. Like, if I'm going anywhere, I wasn't going to be able to check in without having to write stuff, which is going to be really annoying. So, gladly, new phone. I got to go home to Dubbo about a month ago, which is lovely because I hadn't seen my family or my friends from Dubbo in like 4 months or something more, probably. So that was really lovely. I got to catch up with some people. I got to be home for my little sister's birthday. Loving being allowed to go out and talk to strangers and hug friends and generally enjoy my basic freedoms. When I went home, I drove home, which was good for me because I wasn't really sure whether lockdown was going to kill my driving confidence, but it seems to actually have helped it. I really didn't think I was going to be at this point where I wasn't terrified of driving. But I've been playing around with video content and reels on Instagram, so I did actually make one with some footage that I collected on that journey home and while I was at home. So if, again, you look in the blog post, I have attached that reel. Next year, I turn 21. I am 100% sure that it will be a great year. I can't see that there's anything that's going to happen that is going to throw me permanently off course. I'm trying not to be cheesy, but in a very formative point in my life, I think I've been laying foundations for some really great experiences and opportunities to come. I don't remember the last time I finished a year sort of not thinking, oh, it's okay that this year was questionable because next year will be better. I don't need next year to be better. I would like for next year to be just as good, but I'm also sort of like, if it's not, that's sort of up to me, you know. I can make sure that next year is just as good or better. And I'm just pretty glad to be making it to 2022. You know, it's been a lot of threats to my survival. but I pull through, of course. I'm going to be happy regardless. I do get to go home for Christmas, which is awesome because we were not sure whether lockdown was going to end before Christmas. But it seems like it is. We've just gotten another variant that is running rampant through Sydney Wollongong area. Not the new variant, but somebody did a pub crawl through the Wollongong pubs last week, who turned out to be positive for COVID. So that's a whole thing and it's very annoying. And the cases are sort of rising, but hopefully they will hold off on putting us back into lockdown until after Christmas. Because I would really, really kill for some Christmas ham or just like groceries that I didn't buy myself. I'm not going to jinx myself by saying like, oh, it should be fine and I'm going to be able to go home and blah, blah, blah. But I do hope that everyone makes just that extra bit of effort to keep safe and healthy and cleanly. And I hope we avoid a third lockdown. And if we don't, we should at least hold off. So, but if it does happen, at least I know I'll be fine. I'll be really annoyed, but I'll be fine. If you've made it this far through the podcast, through the post, through however you're digesting this medium, I do have a little reward. Congrats on concentrating so long. You're incredible. You're literally amazing. I want to be just like you when I grow up. I'm recording this and I'm bored. but here's my news. So, for a few months, my dad and I have been working on setting up a website and business structure to finally start offering photography services, like a proper professional, you know, not like under the counter cash jobs. I'm really, really excited about it. There is truly nothing that makes me feel as excited and calm and connected to myself and my surroundings than photography does, and it'd be an absolute blessing to build a career out of the best thing that I can possibly do for myself and others. I did a photo shoot literally yesterday. The website is not ready yet, but it's coming together and I can't wait to show you soon. I'm also working on revamping the store, so I've taken so many beautiful images this year, not to toot my own horn, and none of them are available as prints just yet, unfortunately, but hold in. If you're reading this or listening to this or whatever you might be doing, and there's any photos that you can think of mine that you've seen, maybe you follow my Instagram, you should follow my Instagram, that you might want a print of, do let me know. Send me my own Instagram post and I will make it happen. I also just want to thank everybody who did buy prints this year, because that was such a lovely thing to do. It blows my mind that someone might think, hey, I love this thing that you've made so much that I'm willing to pay money for it and like stick it on my bedroom wall and look at it every day. That is mind-blowing to me. But yeah, that's all really for the year. I've said everything I came here to say. I don't have any more scheduled posts until I think January. But if I come up with anything random that I want to just share, I'll do that anyway. But there'll be no scheduled posts. There won't be like one a week. Please enjoy the holidays. If you're seeing your family, be grateful. spread love, not COVID. And once again, thank you for all the support from this year. Congrats on making it through. Thank you for listening. Hit that follow button, that like, whatever you can do on whatever platform, whatever device you're listening to. The podcast is on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcast, all the stuff, if you're not just listening on the website. So make use of whatever algorithmic tools you can do to help me. Thanks for being here. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. Bye.